1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us Emporia Recreation Commission Director Amanda Gutierrez. It has been a busy day inside the Lee Barron Recreation Center because things are back to normal.
Is the pool open, Amanda?
The pool is open. Look at the weather outside. Isn't it great? Yeah. We have an indoor pool.
Outstanding. Well, you guys have had the pool shut down for about a week and a half after a pipe split and a pretty lengthy pipe here, Amanda. I know we talked with you here in the middle of the kind of the restoration process about a week and a half ago. When you guys first got started, did you realize, I guess, the extent of the damage to that one pipe feeding into the pool?
No, we were kind of hoping it was a small piece of the pipe. I mean, we knew obviously there was an issue with that drainage pipe, and we did know that that drainage pipe ran kind of the full length of the pool, but we didn't know it was going to be all 90 feet. But yeah, so that pipe, that 6-inch cast iron pipe, somewhere got a crack in it, and it was about a 1-inch crack, and it ran the whole length. So,
well, we know,
yay,
pool is open as of 6 o'clock this morning, so that is good. Well, we all know, you know, when we start digging and digging and digging and find problems with a pool that has the age on it that the indoor pool at the rec center has, you oftentimes can come up and find more problems once you have dug that deep. Did you see anything else? You're pretty good to go now, or are there things you're going to have to take care of?
I think what we're going to want to do, again, it is a 43-year-old pool, and I say that with absolute love in my heart. If you think about 43 years and all the people, the swim lessons, the classes. So, but you know, we'd love to get as many years out of it as we can. So it just seems, you know, like a good idea that since we do, you know, we can maintain everything we can see and that we have access to. But a 43-year-old pool, there's a lot underground, you know, that just we don't have eyes on. And, you know, we knew we had this issue, and it is 43 years old. So we've, you know, we're working with BG consultants to just come in. And the other thing, like I said, we know we lose water. Probably if there's one complaint that we get quite a bit about the pool is for a lot of our folks, they do like it kept at 88-ish degrees. It's a pool that holds about 120,000 gallons of water. So to keep that much water at 88 degrees, especially on cold days, it can be rather difficult. And we know that we leak some water, right? That pool loses water. So some days it seems like it's more, some days it seems like it's less. But when you lose a lot of water and you've got to replace that water, so again, the biggest complaint sometimes is trying to maintain that 88 degrees. So I think now that we have some eyes underneath, it just makes sense to bring in BG consultants, and part of the reason it makes sense, I think, for them is when the steering committee really was looking, you know, at maybe renovating this building or a different building, they'd already had eyes on this facility. They'd been in here. They'd really looked it over pretty good. They'd looked at the plans. So they had just had eyes on it, and when we opened up the pool deck and kind of saw some of the water leakage underneath there, I thought it made sense to bring them in again and take a look at things that now we had access to. So they put together a proposal for the rec board. We'll look at it at our next meeting, December 15th. And really, I mean, that is just like, hey, you do have a place where we can kind of look at some things, but in this day and age, you know, those professionals can do some drilling and just test soil samples and, you know, at several places. I think it makes sense that why we have the opportunity. It is 43 years old. We want to get as much usage out of this pool as we can for as long as we can. Let's just have someone come in and take a look at it. And, you know, if they can help identify, you know, where some of that water leakage is coming from and ways that we can maybe take care of that aren't a huge expense. I mean, we probably don't want to break out the concrete basin and try to put another one in, but, again, it's 43 years old, and so anyway, our board will look at that proposal, and our hope is that it won't, you know, for them to come in and look and do some diagnostics. We're hoping it won't affect the pool usage at all.
So right now, you know, to replace the water you're losing, what, do you drag a hose in there?
what happens? Yeah. It really is. It's a hose that kind of goes back in the chemical room, and Yes, it is literally a hose, and then it gets the chemicals put in it, and then it just starts running through the whole system. It goes through a filter, and
it's coming out cold, right?
It's coming out cold, yeah. Absolutely. It's cold. So then again, Ricky was kind of trying to test it, and there were, you know, when the water was down and they were in here working, he was kind of marking it, and some days we'd lose 500 gallons, another day it might be 700 gallons.
Wow. Okay.
And that's with no usage. So now when people are in there, right, every time they get out of the water, they're taking a little bit of that water with them, right? It's on their swimsuit, it's in their hair.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Oh, man. And that pool, honestly, Amanda, over the last decade to 15 years, it seems like every 18 months to 2 years, you've had something significant that you've had to work on, whether it's piping around the pool or the interior lining for the pool as well.
Yeah, and I think part of that, again, no one's fault, but it was built so many years ago. Again, I'm back to this pipe, this drainage pipe. It was made out of cast iron. In this day and age, they would never put a pipe like that underground that has all the chemicals. It wouldn't have pool water in it because they know that it would just, it's going to eat that up pretty quickly. So, again, when it was built, it was just built with some things that they wouldn't put in it today. You know, they know more today about underground pools than they knew 45 years ago. And so that's been part of the issue. It's age, right?
Well,
I'm not the 23-year-old that I used to be, the 20-year-old.
Well, just don't start asking people to wring their swimsuits out.
Or to do that in the privacy of somewhere else, yeah.
I'll be like, I'm going to need you to take that suit off, and I need you to wring that back out. Because I can't have you take that warm water with you.
Oh, man, the memes on this are going to be so bad.
Well, it's great to hear the pool's open, and I know my wife's excited. I think she's heading down there today, in fact. So, deal.
It does. I know there's probably some people out there who've never used our pool, but the people that do, it just physically, you know.
A lot of people do. It's a busy place. Yeah.
They love it for the physical activity and just kind of getting together and talking to each other and holding each other accountable to getting there and doing some physical activity. So we're excited to see the people back. We're excited. Again, first thing when I got here this morning, I walked down to the pool and peeked my little head in, and they were all excited. So
great.
Good stuff. Well, Amanda, I know we'll be talking with you and probably a couple of board members here in the middle of the month when you guys have the report come in from BG Consultants and decisions made on how to proceed. And we really appreciate you joining us here as you kind of get things back to normal inside the pool.
Gentlemen, it is always a pleasure to be on with the two of you.
Amanda, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Amanda.
You too.
Amanda Gutierrez, director of the Emporia Rec Center. There we are. Nicely done, as always. Amanda.
Oh, man. Okay.
Love
really,
her, I'll tell you.
Really quickly, the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow has Stephanie Anderson joining us about Tech College Giving Tuesday. That'll be at 8:20. And as we mentioned here earlier this hour, Treasurer Sharon Gady at 8:40 talking about the property tax statements that you'll be having in hand soon.
8:58. Good morning.
Hey, folks. Mark Hoover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. This month especially, we want to give thanks to Emporia for making this year's